साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादं सगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्रीवार्षवानवी देवी द्वैताय कृपादये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्जल प्रेमाद श्री रूपानुग भक्तिद श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमस्ते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्ध प्रसिद्धांत दंत हारिणे नमः गौर किशोराय साक्षात वैराग्य मूर्तये विप्रलंबर सांबुदे पदाम्बुजाय ते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगवराय ते गौराविर्भाव भूमेस्तम निर्देष्टा सज्जन प्रिय वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वाञ्छा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम First of all, I'd like to pay my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Varga, and all the assembled Vaishnavas. There are many senior Vaishnavas who is more qualified than me. But because the temple asked me to glorify Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, with your blessing, please give me some blessings so I can try to endeavor in that process so I can purify my heart. And in the presence of Vaishnava only, I can purify my heart. So I seek your blessing also. And I appreciate Bharadas Prabhu's beautiful sankirtan. I only heard he's the best singer, but today was a very nice little glimpse. Thank you. So because of the... by the way, if you... Since you are here, you should be very happy to know that 1968 Srila Prabhupada predicted in Seattle when on the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he saw that there was not much arrangement to glorify his Guru Maharaj, so he personally went to the kitchen and he cooked some prasadam and he told the devotees to bring flour. And he arranged somebody to make the garland, and he put exactly like this, we installed Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur photo, and it should be little above than his. He also said it should be always above, and we see that it is above. And Prabhupada says, you should glorify my Guru Maharaj, and grandfather is more merciful. He is more merciful to you, even the future great-grand disciples. So Prabhupada already predicted that we will be blessed by him. And while I was trying to understand his teachings, I found very astonishing thing that what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give was demonstrated by self-exemplary each acharyas, especially Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And what we are doing every day in ISKCON, you'll be surprised. This is exactly what they did Mahaprabhu's time. That's exactly what they did. Thank you. And this is exactly what we are doing. So, but then, of course, some of your mind will be thinking, that's not exactly what it was. Mahaprabhu's time and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur time. So there is a two way to look at it. Shripad Radha Govinda Maharaj made a comment how to see things. One is called Maya. Essential principle of Krishna consciousness philosophy. That we are maintaining in ISKCON every day. How it is applied and to who may be different. So all our complaint or whatever obstacle in our life, that was there also, Mahaprabhu's time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur time, and we can literally establish. Those external things are there, how it is applied and who is applicable and how they reacted. But internal essential philosophical point was purely maintained by Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur and our Prabhupada until today. So we should be very happy. How to see it? Maybe we'll try to shed some light on this. So this is, I put, this picture is from Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav. It is based on Srila Prabhupada's own revealing his meeting to his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in Radhakund, in Kunja Bihari Math. So because of the time short, what I would like to do, if you are with your permission, that I'm going to read, there are 108 beautiful instructions of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, then 64 by Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj also wrote a book on that. Or he put together, I would say. And then there is a 32 and there is a 24. So essential 24, I made a little PowerPoint presentation. We're all going to read those together and then we'll come back, whichever is more important, we can elaborate a little more. Is that okay? Okay. So we'll go next one. Can you go? Oh, you want me to read? Can we read together? One. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Supreme victory to the congregational chanting of Krishna's names. This is Gauri Amar's sole object of worship. See, if you see Prabhupada's exactly same thing all over ISKCON, from beginning till now, Sankirtan going on every day, book distribution and holy name on the street. Two. Oh. Sri Krishna, who is Vishay Vigraha, or the object of devotee's prem, is the sole enjoyer and all others are to be enjoyed by him. Three. Those who don't perform Hari Bhajan are ignorant and murderers of their own soul. Four. The acceptance of holy name, Harinam, and direct realization of Bhagavan are one and the same. Five. Those who equate the demigod with Vishnu are unable to serve Bhagavan. Six. Establishing a printing press to print devotional books and preaching by organizing Namhatta programs constitute genuine service to Sri Mayapur. All of them, if I would not tell you this is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's own English word, you would think actually this is ISKCON doing. Exactly, just the time difference. Seven, we are not doers of good and bad deeds. Nor are we scholar or illiterate, carrying the shoes of Hari's pure devotees as our duty. We are initiates into the mantra Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Eight. Preaching without following proper conducts falls within the category of karma, mundane activities. Without criticizing the nature of others, One should correct oneself. This is my personal instruction. Number 9. Serving the Brajavasis who felt great separation from Krishna when he left Braja to reside in Mathura is our supreme constitutional occupation. 10. If we desire to follow an auspicious course in life, then disregarding the theories of even countless people, we should hear instruction only from a transcendental source. 11. Life as an animal, bird, insects, or any other of the countless thousands of species is acceptable. But taking shelter of deceit is thoroughly improper. Only an honest person possesses real auspiciousness. In case if you wonder, on the left side that photo, they have a biggest temple in Barsana right now. And he is old man, he pretend like he's a gopi. He's dead now. He's dead. Yeah. That's what happened. And Ishkan will take over eventually. He went even in Chaitanya Mangal to find some loophole in the verse that he is that person. So much. 12. Simple heartedness is synonymous with Vaishnavism. Servants of Paramahansa, Vaishnavas, should be simple hearted, a quality which makes them the topmost Brahmanas. 13. Helping to draw conditioned soul away from their perverted attachment to this material energy is the greatest compassion. If even one soul is rescued from Mahamaya's fortress, that compassionate act is infinitely more benevolent than the construction of unlimited hospitals. We have not come to this world to be construction workers. We are the bearers of Sri Chaitanya Dev's instruction. 15. We will not remain in this world for long, and by profusely performing Hari Kirtan, upon relinquishing these material bodies, we will experience the ultimate reward of embodied life. 16. The foot dust of Sri Rupa Goswami, the fulfiller of Sri Chaitanya Dev's inner desires, is our life's sole desired object. 17. If I were to desist from lecturing about the absolute truth due to being fearful that some listener may be displeased, I would be deviating from the path of Vedic truth and accepting the path of untruth. I would become one who is inimical to the Vedas, an atheist, and would no longer possess faith in Bhagavan, the very embodied of truth. Actually, in this case, you'll see, I'll narrate a story if we have time. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, even more merciful than Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada's mercy, even though he left 1977, recently a big Mayavadi was delivered by Sripad Radhanath Maharaj because of Prabhupada's influence in San Francisco in 1969. 18. Krishna's darshan can only be attained through the medium of the ear, as one hears Harikatha from the pure Vaishnavas. There is no other way. Wherever Harikatha is being spoken is a holy place. 20. Proper Shravana, hearing, is accomplished through the medium of Kirtan. And this will give one good opportunity to practice Smaran, remembrance. Then internal experience of rendering direct service to the Ashtakaliya Lila, Sri Radha Krishna's pastime in each of the 8 parts of the day becomes possible. We should understand that the loud calling out of Krishna's name is bhakti. 22. Bhagavan will not accept anything that is offered by a person who does not chant Harinam 100,000 times daily, 1 lakh of names. 23. By sincerely endeavoring to chant Harinam without offenses and remaining fixed in chanting constantly, one's offenses will fade and pure Harinam will arise on the tongue. 24, the last one. As mundane thought arise while taking Harinam, one should not become discouraged. A secondary consequence of taking Harinam is that this useless mundane thoughts will gradually dissipate. Therefore, one should not worry about this. By dedicating one's mind, body and words to serving Sri Nam and continuing to chant with great persistence, Sri Nam Prabhu will grant one darshan of His supremely auspicious transcendental form. And by continuing to chant until one's anartha are fully eradicated by the power of Sri Nam, realization of His form, qualities and pastime will automatically arise. All these instructions He spoke after an incident took place. So each of them has a pastime. And that takes a long time to hear, maybe 6-8 hours. Very sweet, we can contemplate. But before that, I'm going to read something from Siddhanta Vaibhav about Srila Prabhupada's meeting with, you all know, but there is something new I never heard, so I was very fascinated. So I'm going to read, it's not that long. This is in Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav, page... But I can send it if anybody wants. Srila Prabhupada, in early days, he was known as Abhay Babu or Abhay Prabhu or Abhay Charnaravinda Prabhu. Later, world famous as His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Sri Abhay Charan Dev, was given the name Sri Abhay Charnaravinda Das at the time of initiation. During his household life, he was normally addressed and referred to by Gauriya Math members and others as Abhay Da or Abhay Babu. Abhay Da means in Bengali they say elderly brother, you address as Da, Abhay Da. Sri Jyotishekhar Prabhu related that he first met Sri Abhay Charan Prabhu on the seashore in Puri while collecting alms for the math and requested him to come to Sri Purushottam Math for darshan of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Abhay Babu gave a 3 rupee donation and took a receipt. Shortly after, Jyotishekhar joined the mission full-time. While availing of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Association in Puri, he was ordered to go to Calcutta because he was still young and inexperienced. This would be his first trip to such a big city. He was sent in the escort of Abhay Babu, who was about to return. After the opening of Sri Gauriya Math, whenever Abhay Babu was in Calcutta, he would visit every 2 or 3 days. He dressed simply but neatly with dhoti, Punjabi and chador and was generally smiling and jolly. We're talking about Prabhupada. Whenever Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was present at Gauriya Math, Abhay Da would go directly to meet him without soliciting anyone else's permission. Sometimes he also met Vasudev Prabhu, yet usually would not mix much with others. Some godbrothers would criticize, "Who is this overly bold householder who without consulting us goes directly to speak with Guru Maharaj?" But Abhay Da did not care for their comments. Srila Saraswati Thakur was always pleased to see Abhay Da. Noting his eagerness to hear and his ability to grasp Krishna Bhakti as he was teaching it, and because he knew that Abhay Da liked to preach. 1934, Abhay Charnaravinda Prabhu was present when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was discussing the Gauriya Math's leader about starting a new English magazine to complement the highly philosophical harmonies by presenting Gauriya Math's teaching in a more broadly appealing manner. This possibility were broached for the title Universal Brotherhood, Universal Truth and Gauriya Message. But it was Abhay Da's suggestion or back to Godhead, that met with Srila Saraswati Thakur's approval at that time. Back to Godhead was a phrase that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had coined and often used. He would say, to go back home, back to Godhead, is the motto of the Gaudiya Math. Shortly afterward, he delivered a lecture on this subject. Yet, somehow, the magazine was never begun. So, on Janmashtami of that year, in his upstairs room at Sri Gaudiya Math, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Abhay to himself start a periodical of the name Back to Godhead. Being proficient in English, Abhay Prabhu was one of the devotees selected to attend Sir John Anderson, Governor of Bengal, upon his visit to Mayapur in January 1935. In his room at Sri Gaudiya Math, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati sometime personally gave Mahaprasad to Abhay. Once called him to accept a full plate of Mahaprasad, Jati Shekhar Prabhu had never seen Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati do this for anyone else. Abhay Prabhu once asked Srila Saraswati Thakur about the relevance of bhoga, enjoyment, pravritti, and tyaga, nibritti, renunciation in devotional life. Citing the behavior of Rupa Goswami, who left everything for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service, and Sri Ramananda Rai, who served Lord Chaitanya as an opulent householder. Both were highly exalted devotees. Yet, one renounced everything, whereas other remained in family life. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati replied by giving the example of how a woman in Vedic culture would dress. When her husband was absent, she would wear plain clothes and no ornaments and not comb her hair. But when her husband, when her husband at home, she would bathe twice daily, dress in herself attractively, apply perfumed oil and ornaments on her body, and appear fully decorated for his pleasure. Her acceptance or renunciation of attractive appearance was based on service to her husband. Similarly, a devotee is prepared to renounce everything for the sake of serving Krishna, yet is also willing to live in luxury if thereby Krishna can be better served. For a devotee, there is no personal consideration. He simply wishes to serve Krishna as well as possible and conduct his life accordingly. Once when Abhay Prabhu arrived at Sri Gaudiya Math, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was pacing along the balcony of his quarter, surrounded by several leading sannyasis and brahmacharis. Sri Abhay Prabhu was going up the stairs. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur noticed and motioned for him to come near. Abhay Prabhu approached slowly and humbly. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati greeted him affectionately and then opened his door and beckoned him inside. When they remained alone for quite some time, amazed, the other devotee discussed among themselves how their Gurudev was favoring a lesser known Grihastha living outside the math. In Kartik 1935, in his room at Kunja Bihari Math in Radhakund, Srila Saraswati Thakur spoke a few words to Abhay Prabhu and would alter the course of religious history if you ever get money, print books. Abhay Prabhu was present in Bombay during a discussion regarding who to send to the West. Sinartam Brahmachari had just been proposed, yet he was reluctant to go so far from his Gurudev's lotus feet. Then Srila Saraswati Thakur himself put forward the name of Abhay. He will go. Certainly, he will be able to do it. He is also preaching in English, so there is no problem if you don't go. He will go. Sripad Nayanananda Babaji, formerly Sat Prasangananda Brahmachari, related this following anecdote. The last year that our Gurudev organized and performed Navadvip Dham Parikrama, thousands of pilgrims assembled at our Champahati temple. There was an entire village of tents stretching all directions. On the afternoon of the last day, one of God brother had just arrived in Navadvip. Recently came from London by ship. He had gone there to preach, but had returned without meeting full success. That evening, during his lecture, Guru Maharaj explained his earnest desire that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching be spread in the Western countries. He said that this was the last request of his mother, Srimati Bhagavati Devi, to him before she left this world. That indeed it would happen. Consequently, he had been willing to take the lifeblood of the Gauriya Math funds to send devotees there. Yet, their attempts had been largely unsuccessful. At that point in his talk, I noticed something mysterious happening. Guru Maharaj had been looking out at the packed crowd of devotees, especially in the front where all the sannyasis and brahmacharis in red cloth were. Then he turned his head and looked over his left side, where I was standing. He was looking intently at someone and became silent for some time. I happened to look behind me and saw that person with whom he was making eye contact was Abhay Charanaravinda Prabhu. I felt that they were looking at each other in a special way. Then Guru Maharaj turned and again addressed the audience in front of him and said, But I have a prediction. However long in the future it may be, one of my disciples will cross the ocean and bring back the entire world. Quotation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Because of our time short, anybody has the idea which one you want to discuss? Or do you remember? Or anything? There's so much information, it's so beautiful, so sweet. And more we understand Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, his teachings and his lifestyle, behavior, how he dealt with the disciples, we see as it is, exactly things happening in ISKCON and Prabhupada's life. That was very mysterious that how it's like almost duplicate. It's just the application and different face is different. But the same essential teachings. So, in the number one, yeah. Number one, the Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, and there are many topics was spoken on this. And one topic is that holy name is eternally, bhakti is eternally supreme to karma and jnana. But each of us has to experience and establish bhakti is above all. And similar thing Prabhupada did in Bombay groundbreaking ceremony. He asked, how is Krishna? Exactly same thing Prabhupada asked. How is Krishna is Supreme Lord? And some disciples said, well, you are saying Krishna is Supreme Lord. Prabhupada said, that's good. Then some other disciples said, well, Lord Krishna himself declared he is Supreme Lord. Prabhupada said, that is also good. Something more? Then another devotee says, well, Bhagavad Gita and the literature, they declare Sri Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada said, that's also very good. Something more. Then others said, the acharyas all agreed Krishna is Supreme Lord. Prabhupada said, something more. And then Mahamsa Maharaj, he remembered the whole incident and he was narrating this. And then Prabhupada says, until you accept Krishna as a Supreme Lord, journey is not complete. Devotion is not begun. So similarly, Sri Krishna Sankirtan, Krishna is always eternally superior to all other process. But each of us has to establish in our heart through our life journey by engaging in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and in devotional service. In text 2, in short version, that Sri Krishna, who is Vishaya Vigraha, or the object of the devotee's prem, is the sole enjoyer and all others are to be enjoyed. This is a nectar devotion if you read. How Sri Krishna is the only enjoyer. There is a three poems was most prominent by Rupa Goswami Pada. No incarnation of Krishna, whether Ram or Parashuram or Balaram or any incarnation, cannot claim Krishna's position. Why? Because Krishna is the only embodiment of 12 rasa, 12 transcendental mellow incomplete. No incarnation ever exhibited this. So that's why when Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see the Ram Bhakta is there, Murari Gupta. Narayan Bhakta is there, Garuda Pandit. He was a Garuda, the bird. He also came. They all join in Krishna's Leela. Because Krishna is the embodiment of all the rasas and he reciprocates. So all the rasas, they are also, incarnation has their own devotee, but they are all culminates one to Krishna. No other incarnation can do this. And the famous verse, Prabhupada quote, Siddhantasto abhedapi sisha krishna sarupayo rasena utkrishyate esha krishna rupam rasaspiti. By Nectar of Devotion, it's very wonderfully explained how Krishna is the supreme. And we face this when you preach to the Indians especially. Because they think the Narayan is the origin. And there is a verses out there to back up. But the misunderstanding is that the Krishna name is also in Vaikuntha. One of the 24 names in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, you will see Prabhupada. But that Krishna is not the Krishna that we worship. We worship Srimati Radharani's Krishna, the supreme of all. So this is in a shorter version. And then on the text 3, Srila Prabhupada, of course, entire his life, he's teaching the same thing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur taught, that how important is human life. And political minister came to see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and he asked the same question. How is the human life is the supreme of all the 8 million? Because in human life, only in human life, you can revive the dormant love for Krishna. Other species is possible, but that is very rare. Like Prabhupada delivered a dog in Santipur. You know that story. And I just heard that they actually purchased that place. Prabhupada was always used to go with Gargamani Prabhu, and he would stop in the mango garden. Anybody remember mango garden on the way to Mayapur? We used to stop there too. And Prabhupada was honoring some breakfast. Every time he would stop there and he'd throw one laddu like this, and one dog was far distance going like this, and the laddu just went in. And then on the way back, after 4 days, Prabhupada stopped again there for his breakfast, and those the young boys, they came and talked to Prabhupada. They say, you know, that dog died immediately, and it was very mysterious. And Prabhupada said he got delivered. So that's very exceptional. We are not looking for that. But we can at least see the human being can be delivered. On the text, slideshow 4. Holy name, acceptance of holy name and direct realization of Bhagavan are one and the same. But that, if you look at in Vedabhyas, there are few letter Prabhupada wrote to Bhagavan Das one, very nice. Prabhupada says that realization of Brahman and Paramatma and Bhagavan is vast. It is almost require many million lives to understand that. But Mahaprabhu is so merciful. If somebody accept the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so Prabhupada in a morning walk, he established that point with Giriraj Maharaj, who narrate this story. That Loknath Maharaj was asking Prabhupada, why you told us to chant Hare Krishna when there is an offense involved? Prabhupada said, well, what is your opinion? He said, well, Panchatattva Mantra is easy. Prabhupada said, you can chant that. But you told us to chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then Prabhupada said, yes, you have to understand why. That we must take shelter of Guru. And then we chant Panchatattva Mantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Just by chanting, their mercy automatically comes, Prabhupada says. And then Mahaprabhu says, when you get the mercy, this is exact word quoted. Amapati sneha judi thake sabakar Krishna boi nabaliva nabalaiva. When you develop respect and affection for me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, then chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Prabhupada quoted, and then Prabhupada said, therefore we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We chant Panchadatta Mantra, and Hare Krishna Mahamantra is so powerful, just by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, minimum 16 rounds, you can have the complete realization of Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. You don't have to spend million lives to come and go and practice. This is very sweet. But in Bhagavan Das letter, Prabhupada says, very significant to me, he says, when one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one is connected to the Absolute. And proportion to his conscious acceptance and belief, faith, he will get the result. So how much we believe in Prabhupada's word, how much we really believe Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that much result will come. That's why there is a difference between different chanters in same temple. This was his question. In the temple everybody chants, how the result is produced. So in reply, Prabhupada said this. Proportion to our conscious acceptance, how much we accept and believe. On the slideshow 5, we are running out of time. There's a vast pastime. 6 will go. That establishing printing press to print devotional books and preaching by organizing Namhatta program constitute genuine service to Sri Mayapur. But there is so many pastimes of Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. One story I give you, that one time a big dignitary, very big minister, central minister of India, under the British governor. So he came and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was speaking very sweet explanation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position as absolute truth. So after few minutes, he noticed that the minister has to go out because he has a habit of smoking. And he comes back, but when he goes out, he has 10 people with him, you know, his bodyguard, his secretary, and all this entourage. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur noticed he coming and going every 15 minutes because he's a chain smoker. So next day, he told one of his sannyasi, bring a hookah, smoking, right in the class. So he doesn't have to go. I want him to hear. It's more important than just going out. So, I didn't say you practice this or anything. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he put it there, and this gentleman came with his all his 10 entourage. They all sat down and he said, what is this? All this smoking? He said, our Guru Maharaj doesn't want you to leave. He giving stress that you stay and listen because it's very precious time. You cannot just go. He took a bow and he felt such embarrassment and he fell at the feet of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and he cried, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to do this, but I cannot control myself. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur changed the subject matter. He talked about the Prarabdha Karma. So sweet lecture. It's in the Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. That how we are born with a particular nature that we cannot change. It will dictate us every moment. But if we take the devotional process under Guru's guidance seriously, it can change us. Otherwise, not possible by any yoga or any other process. It was so sweet. And that minister, later on he became a devotee. But he didn't go out and no more smoking. And so dramatically changed. He could not change, but instantly he changed by the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Tamavar Prabhu mentioned about this newspaper last time he spoke about how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked. So same on this topic that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur mentioned that how many unlimited information can be there in the newspaper. So why somebody is asking that? How are you going to put every day a whole newspaper will be filled? So then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says the whole world has so many newspapers. They are writing the same thing. What? Birth, death, old age and disease and danger, all this. That's it. But we are connected with unlimited. How can we only print one newspaper? We can have thousands of newspapers with unlimited information. We go to number 7. I'm going to try to make it very quick. In this case, you can read it while I'm talking. There's one nice pastimes. That a famous vice chancellor of Banaras. Banaras was a that's why he commented this. Banaras was a number one at that time as far academic level. And one vice chancellor of Banaras came because he, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was very popular after governor, British governor came. So he came and he had a question, doubts on the absolute truth. So he proposed Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, please, I'm a vice chancellor from, his disciple introduced and he introduced himself. I have a serious question and this require very intuitive, introspective, philosophical discussion. So I want some private time with you. So then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, actually my disciples who are cleaning in the kitchen, BT kitchen, they will be able to answer all of your questions. You don't have to sit with me. Why don't you go and ask them? So he was very humble, even though he's a big position, he went there. And the inner devotee, like Mother Mukhya, he said, you have a question? Yes, please help us to wash the pots. Don't feel bad when Mother Mukhya, actually this is a great, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur started this. It was not Mother Mukhya started the cleaning kitchen pot. That Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told him, and this vice chancellor, he never cooked the pot and started cooking pot while the devotee is discussing that how important to serve the personal form of God that we will not be able to engage our senses. And because the senses will not be engaged, our journey to get out of the Maya's fortress is impossible. So then after whole, he was cleaning the pots for 6 hours. Mother Mukhya only asked for 2 hours. After 6 hours, he was really like exhausted and he started chanting. He never chanted. They would introduce him. In the evening when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur saw him, said, oh, have you got answer or you have, still have? Said, no, I understood. I want to surrender to you. It was very... And that within the same year, there was a famous theologist, German theologist, came to Mayapur. And he was listening 3 hours. Now, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, why he speak long hours, Harikatha? He spoke few times, why he does that. At the end of 3 hours lecture, he says, so what did you understand? So this householder says, Gurudev, I want to surrender. I really want to surrender. Said, I could have said this when I came. Why I needed to speak 3 hours? Because you would not accept it. Because you would not accept that surrender to Krishna is the goal of life, I had to speak 3 hours for you to understand this one sentence. So therefore he speak that long to make him convinced. So German theology, professor, he was sitting there for a long time, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, after 3 hours, he asked him, have you understood something? He says, oh, this subject matter is so hard. It will take 1 month for me to digest, and then after 1 month, I will be able to explain little bit. He said, completely wrong. This idea you have to give up. The professor, he was shocked. He said, in spiritual, our endeavor cannot force us divine grace to manifest. Our severe austerity cannot replace the mercy of God. It is only the mercy has to come on their own sweet will. So your endeavor should be that every day you repeat what you heard. Otherwise, if you don't repeat, then you have preconception of your atheistic idea and you'll replace everything I say. And after 1 month, you'll come back to where you started. Zero. It was very fundamental that we should repeat everything we hear from Prabhupada and his books. And then we'll get something. This is what was very nice. Because of the time, let's see if we can go a little more. Act text 8. If you have to go, you please go. I'm just going to go 10 minutes more, just a little bit, just to see. There's so many pastimes, because every comment he made, there's a pastimes with it. This is a very nice, very applicable to us sometime. There's one Sannyasi Jajavar Maharaj, when he was in the temple as a brahmachari, then his parents came to take him back to family life. And that time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, as you know, he is a famous astrologer also. He wrote a book, Surya Siddhanta. So he looked at the chart of the parents who came to take their son back to family life. And their opinion is that according to astrology, 33 years old, he will be forced to get married. But now he's 32, so we came to train him up to make some living so before he get married. So seeing this, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told him, okay, your parents are here, they want to take you back home, you can go. So then he was shocked that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say something like that, but he didn't know how to reconcile. So he said, now you go and get ready and then go with your parents to home. His parents are Shakta, they are not Vaishnava. They are atheist follower of Ramakrishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur knew, but he was testing. Well, I shouldn't have said that, but so the disciple went, and then at the evening time, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur saw the parents. He said, so you are still here? He didn't go? You are not leaving? So we cannot find him. He hid somewhere. So they found him under the bed of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, of Upavan Prabhupada's godfather. He tell the story. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur called him. Said, why you don't want to go? He said, Prabhupada, they used to call him Prabhupada also. It takes millions of life to get the mercy of Vaishnava like you. Million lives, I had a parents. I do not want to do one more mistake. This life, I had parents' million life. I want to surrender to you. I want to stay here. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, well, how are you going to counter that you are born with that nature? It's the same thing. You wonder like why our mind dictates not to be serious? Because of this. Prarabdha karma is very profound. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, then that Prabhu says, I don't know. You please advise. Well, maybe we can find some remedy of gems. So he needed an expensive ruby. And that cost about 10,000 rupees. Goyamad hardly has few rupees. So he asked, can you arrange 10,000 rupees and buy this ruby for him so he can stay? Then the cashier, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he said, Prabhupada, we have hardly any few rupees. 10,000 rupees is like unheard of. He said, so we don't have a way. We cannot really help. What is your idea? Then all of a sudden, introspectively, he felt a very severe urges. He fell at the feet of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He said, I'm not going. Please help me. I'm not going. Please help me. I'll do anything you want. You sure? And chant 64 rounds. I'll pray for you. Maya, you'll be protected by the holy name. And he later on, one of those 25 sannyasi that he initiated, sannyasi, Jajavar Maharaj. And he glorified actually Prabhupada's, you know, our Prabhupada wanted 100 sannyasi. He got 56 according to one sannyasi. Jagat Guru Maharaj, he tells this. He was number 56. So he says, I was number 56. Prabhupada wanted 100. Now we got. In ISKCON we have. It's very beautiful that how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur desired something and Prabhupada fulfilled. Even after he left, he's fulfilling now. It's very sweet. So at that time, since that time, all his previous karma burned down. Burned out. Because of the power of chanting and holy name. I'm going to give the last pastimes because of the time. That we'll go to this 11th text. That how deceit is very scary. You know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's first disciple, you know the name of the first disciple was Rohini Babu, 1905. 1905, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur started this 10 billion name chanting. So that time there was no temple. There was no temple in the birthplace. There was a little hut. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur he didn't have any disciple yet. Him and his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and some Muslim would come by sometimes. So they hired a Brahmana to do the puja so that they can go out. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually went out in Calcutta and go house to house, beg for 1 rupee. Not much, just 1 rupee. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was also started begging to start this birthplace. Today we see everybody is enjoying that facility, but was so hard struggle. But at night, the Brahmana would not stay. So it was very difficult. They went to sacrifice. The Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was also first class psychologically counselor. Was very stout. He says, what is your problem to stay here? What can I do to keep you here so you can do Mangal Arati? So, well, I like to smoke, so I'll bring biri. Biri is like a cigarette in India. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur bought biri for him so he could smoke and stay, at least start with something. This is how Jogopit, original birthplace, little cottage started. And he didn't have a disciple. So it was very mysteriously, next day, one Babaji, he is from Katua, and he had so many widows. And he somehow or other found out that there is something going on. So through the jungle path he came. And nephew of High Court Judge, Rohini Babu, he wanted to become a Hare Krishna devotee. But those days, to become a Hare Krishna devotee is like a shame, because there was a lot of scandal of illegal affairs with the leaders. And there was no Gauriya Math. Until Bhaktivinoda Thakur came. So then, this Babaji, he brought, and this nephew of High Court Judge also came with him, and he was looking for a guru, so he found this guru, and this guru says, Gaur Purnima time, he said, we'll go visit as many places possible. So they happened to come to see Bimala Prasad, or Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And Bimala Prasad was heavily speaking about this nonsense leader of so-called immature child who is holding the greatest wealth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because they had all the literature. You know, it's like Bhaktivinoda Thakur could not even find Chaitanya Charitamrita. It took many days. So, because they had all the assets, but they were not a perfect leader. But Rohini Babu followed with him, and when he heard Bimala Prasad speaking with all these Muslim and some villager, some ghost coward men were there, no disciple yet, they also joined, and he was listening. He was like so attracted, charmed. He said, this is what I like, but he's not a guru. So I have a guru, no problem. Then he left with his guru, went back. And he's thinking about Bimala Prasad. In the middle of the night, he hears some sound. So he pays attention. He sees a widow mother going to the guru's room. And he felt horrible to him. He says, what's going on? This is terrible. I came to take initiation from this Babaji, but this Babaji is having an affair. And he could not sleep. His like mind so disturbed. And he's an educated Bengali. His uncle is a high court judge. He's a very prestigious family. And he's thinking, maybe I should go back. But in Calcutta, there is no guru. No. How can I perceive? So he prayed to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for hours. And then he fell asleep. While he is sleeping, he had a dream. In the dream, he saw that this guru, Babaji, so-called guru, and all this widow, they transform into lion and lioness. And they started attacking him. And he got so scared. He was going to be devoured by them. He started praying to Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, please help me, help me. And then all of a sudden he saw a young boy came with a stick, and he's a sannyasi, saffron. There was no saffron in Gaudiya Math after Mahaprabhu left. There was a fast. In his dream, he saw, and he came with a stick, sannyas danda, and he's chasing this lion. And then he felt so peaceful. He thought it's Mahaprabhu. And he pays close attention. He saw, oh, the same brahmachari I heard this morning. Morning before, he went. So at the middle of the after the dream, he left. And he crossed the river Ganges and he came. And some other he found the way to get in Jogopit. And he came there and he fell at the feet of Bimala Prasad and surrendered. He said, please bless me. And he was the first disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And that's how, then he commented this. The life as an, because he was English speaking, life as an animal, bird, insect or other of the countless thousands of species is acceptable, but taking shelter of deceit is thoroughly improper. Only an honest person possesses real auspiciousness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has a comment or later we can discuss. Gaur Premanande, Vanchakalpa Purvashti.